Good morning, my Walking with Jesus friends all around the world. From my hotel room this morning, I look out at the ocean and city lights. It's a city I've never seen before, in a part of the world I have visited only a few times before. I am this morning exactly on the opposite side of the world from where I normally live, exactly 12 hours difference. Thailand, as you may know, is nestled in a part of the world with Cambodia and Vietnam as close neighbors. Further east and north is the Philippines and, of course, Korea and Japan. To the north is China. Where I am, there does not seem to be too much concern for the coronavirus, at least not today. Most people are not wearing masks. Busy life continues on in apparently normal fashion. As I look over this city, I see, of course, Buddhist shrines and temples of various sizes everywhere. I put a picture of one in my notes for you. It's near my hotel. There's glasses of water in front of the shrine, and they're there to serve the spirits if the spirits get thirsty in this hot climate, so they tell me. But the water only evaporates. I'm amazed at how polite the people are here and how they show great respect for one another, and especially the king. His portrait, and a place of honor, is seen in most public places, like the lobby of the hotel where I'm staying. I put a picture that I took this morning in my notes for you. I wonder, as I look over this city of several million people, how many here have heard of the outrageous love of God and how he sent his son, Jesus, to pronounce his love, to share his truth, and to die for their ransom from their sin. But of course, Jesus didn't stay dead. He rose from the dead, returned to heaven, and reigns today as King of Kings and Lord of Lords over all he has created, including our planet and the entire human race. Have you met Jesus yet, my friends? Is he your king? That, of course, is one of the main purposes of walking with Jesus. I see no great portrait of Jesus in the lobby of this hotel. Then I think, if I were to move here, how long would it take for me to learn the language well enough to explain Jesus to friends that I would make here? But now think of this, my friends. Walking with Jesus is just as available to any of the millions of Thai people in this city as it is to you, wherever you live. If they have a cell phone, and almost everyone does here, the Walking with Jesus app will bring Walking with Jesus to them anywhere in this city or any city in the world. Many people here have some understanding of English, but Google Translate is the amazing app which will translate Walking with Jesus from the English in which I write it to Thai so they can read it in their language. With the privacy of their cell phone, any person here or where you and I live, can listen to and read Walking with Jesus anytime, day or night. When they have a desire to know more about God and experience the touch of God in their lives and consider God's Word, it's a miracle, an incredible modern-day technological miracle. Already, I have given one of my cards with the app QR code to a Thai person who was speaking English with me in the lobby of the hotel. That was about 12 hours ago. I wonder if they have already downloaded it and begun to listen. If they find it interesting, perhaps they'll pass it on to a friend, who may pass it on to other friends, just like you and I have been doing where we live. Do you see what God might do with walking with Jesus as the story of Jesus moves from telephone to telephone in cities just like this all around the world? Or what if a soldier in the military who is feeling lonely or frightened receives the Walking with Jesus link from a friend or a family member, and they listen, and God encourages them, and they pass it on to another soldier who is far from home and concerned for their safety. Do you see what God might do? So, my friends, as I look out my window, it's dark here because it's about 3 a.m. in Thailand. But as I send this to you, I wonder what time it is where you receive it on this day. I hope you gain a fresh perspective of the miracle of walking with Jesus and pray with me that today God brings it to someone who really needs a fresh touch from Jesus. Who do you know who needs his touch? Oh, I hope you have a great day walking with Jesus today, my friends. Oh, we live in such a great big world with billions of people all different from one another, but all needing a touch from Jesus.